Tomorrow, November 19th, is a national holiday in Belize. It marks the day in 1823 when the Garifuna people settled in what is now Belize. Their language is also called Garifuna. Reporter Nina Porzuki met with one New York-based Garifuna speaker obsessed with spreading the word, pun intended, about the language.
Growing up in Belize, James Lavelle heard the language of Garifuna from his parents and his grandparents. He understood it, but he didn't speak it. What he spoke was the language of the streets, Belizean Creole. And this was all well and good until he heard the music of a local artist, Pen Cayetano.
I still remember it. It's a little house there, you know, and they would practice and you would hear music coming from number 5 Moho Street.
Pen Cayetano sang in Garifuna, but this wasn't the traditional music that Lavelle had heard. This was a new sound called Punta Rock. Cayetano was singing about everyday life in the town of Dengriga, where Lavelle lived. And Lavelle was hooked.
I am seeing what this man is singing about.
Like what? What was he singing about?
He was singing about issues in Dengriga when it comes to being laid off from work. He would sing about that. Anything. He was performing one day, and it starts to rain. Right there on the spot, this man starts making up a song about it. He's saying, it's raining right here in Belize.
So at 16, barely able to speak the language of his family, Lavelle decided he was going to be a musician like Cayetano, and he would sing in Garifuna.
So to do that, I have to be able to speak it. I have to be able to sing in Garifuna. So from 16, I was mostly talking a lot with my parents, talking a lot with my elders. And I learned, you know, it's in me, by the way. So I just have to make that conscious effort to be speaking it. And I did that.
Now, if you're anything like me and have never heard of Garifuna before, here's a little background. The Garifuna people come from the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. But no one speaks Garifuna in St. Vincent. No one has since the 18th century when they were exiled by the British to Honduras. The diaspora is now spread throughout Central America in Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and Belize. And while the Garifuna language has survived, slowly Spanish, English, and several Creoles have become more and more dominant. It's the same old story. Parents speak in their native tongue. Kids answer back in the language of the adopted country. Linguist Daniel Kaufman calls this process social coercion.
A society comes to the point where they think that the children feel that it's not the language of modernity anymore. It's the language of the old people.
Last year, Kaufman helped to found the Endangered Language Alliance, a collection of linguists, students, and language enthusiasts. The group has been doing academic work like analyzing the grammar of the rare Mexican language, Amuzgo. But Kaufman and his team have also been supporting rejuvenation projects inspired by people like Lavelle. A linguist might study and describe every intricacy of a language, but to keep it alive, says Kaufman.
It's the job of people like James to make the language young again, you know, to rejuvenate it.
People like James, says Kaufman, are essential to making the language relevant again.
And I really believe in that. I think for a language to live, it has to live in all domains. It has to be all over the place, in the traditional stuff, in the ritual stuff, but also in the, you know, Michael Jackson, everything. So he translates all these popular songs into Garifuna, and people dig it.
Kaufman is helping Lavelle write a grant to fund an after-school program to teach Garifuna to kids in Lavelle's Brooklyn neighborhood. These are kids who, like Lavelle, came from Garifuna backgrounds but don't speak the language. Lesson one?
He said he will know. He sent in a bone, soon wagia familia.
Yep, it's that nursery school hit, I Love You, by the giant purple dinosaur Barney. Barney, Lionel Richie, Christa Berg, any artist is fair game, says Lavelle, if it excites listeners about Garifuna.
I want to be known as the Garifuna artist that is teaching the language to Garifuna and non-Garifuna through music.
He even says it's his calling, which just might be the right term. There is an otherworldly look that he gets on his face when he's singing, a slight smile that you can see in his eyes and radiates from the corners of his mouth. Whether James Lavelle is singing Barney or a traditional song, listen, you can hear it. For The World, I'm Nina Porzuki.
That's all for us this week. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.